Alcoa claims that it owns the four dams it built 100 years ago on the Yadkin River and the land in the riverbed beneath the dams. It has to have proper deeds for that land in order to get federal approval for a new operating license. But the state of North Carolina says not so fast.
We've asked Alcoa specifically for the titles and the deeds to the property, and they've yet to show us anything. They've told us we can search the deed files ourselves.
Bill Dottridge is secretary of the Department of Administration, which today filed a lawsuit in Wake County asking a judge to rule once and for all that the bed of the Yadkin River belongs to the people of North Carolina.
We filed the suit today on behalf of the people of North Carolina and because we believe they weren't receiving a fair deal.
At least not anymore. The dams originally powered an aluminum smelter that employed 1,000 people, but Alcoa closed the smelter in 2002 and now sells the electricity. In 2010, Alcoa reported after-tax revenue of $24.4 million from its Yadkin River dams. Alcoa's Kevin Anton says the state is flat wrong about owning the land under the dams. Would you be open to sharing some of the profits of the dams?
Would you be willing to share an additional part of your paycheck? We're a private enterprise. We pay the taxes and the fees and everything required of us.
But you are using a public resource in order to make those profits. So is there a balance you can strike?
We get water that is inferior quality delivered into our project, and we pass on water that's of a better quality than what came in. So, yes, we do provide value to the community.
Alcoa's effect on the water is in dispute. The company's initial application for a water quality permit required to receive a new hydropower license was denied because of evidence Alcoa had deceived state regulators. The company's second application was denied today because of this latest dispute over who owns the land beneath the dams. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.